There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We've already spoken to one of the authors of the report themselves, His Excellency Dr. Hussein Abdul Rahman Al Ran, the UAE Ministry of Health and Prevention's Assistant Undersecretary for Health Centres and Clinics, was kind enough to join us in the first hour of the show. I want to get more of a medical perspective on today's talker, though, and we're very kind to be joined by Specialist of Internal Medicine at the Emirates Speciality Hospital. Dr. Uchil Lalit Mohan joins us live on the line. Dr. Mohan, thanks so much indeed for your time this morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
Let's get your thoughts first and foremost on the survey. Now, appreciate the National Health Survey, the results of which will not be published until after the summer, but it has been completed. Those results are being collated. Is this a good initiative from the Ministry of Health and Prevention?
Of course it is. Anything that could prevent illness rather than sit and treat illnesses is very, very welcome from our point of view.
In terms of what you expect to see the results, and I know it's unfair to ask you to predict those results, from what you see, though, from your patients on a daily basis, what will these results be able to tell you as a medical professional?
It basically tells us where we are going wrong. When I say we, most of the people who are out here are expatriates, and we concentrate more on our job. We don't take any time off for leisure, which can be fruitfully used for exercise. We don't eat healthy because it's much more convenient not to eat healthy, go in for fast food rather than do your own cooking. Exercise is something which many people I've come across, they've said, back in my country I used to exercise, I used to walk a lot more, and here it's just home, car, off to the office, 8 hours, 10 hours at the desk, car, back home. Mm. Exercise bottoms out to almost nil. Mm. So these are the ones which take a heavy toll, because if you take the statistics also from the government, people do suffer from heart attacks at a much younger age in the United Arab Emirates as compared to the world average, which is about 60, 65 years for a person to get a heart attack. Here, it's between 45 and 48 years that people land up in the hospital with heart attacks, and that is frightening. Mm.
In terms of what you've just said there, and in terms of what we can expect from on this survey, obviously it's looking at particular categories of illness, but will it also take into account mental health here, and what is a sort of growing concern amongst the medical profession that more and more needs to be focused on our mental health?
Definitely, because back home, at least in certain cultures or communities, we have a lot of family support. Say, for example, from the Asian subcontinent, we do tend to be from large families, and there is a family to back you up. Here, on the other hand, quite often we are on our own. So that loneliness and the lack of support from the family takes its toll on people. Added to that, the extremely competitive world out here, that is the job insecurity that a person has, that preys quite a lot on a person's mind, and they can easily slide into depression.
I certainly heard that one of the differences out here for mothers who've recently had babies is that there isn't the sort of the same support system from the health service that you might get in Europe, and that as a consequence there's more postnatal depression.
That is true, and part of that is because of the way the health insurance is structured out here. That is, you get into the hospital, delivery, and you're out of the place. There's hardly any time even for you to utilize the support services that some of the hospitals out here do offer, but there just isn't time because the insurance says, no, they have to go off home. But having said that, more and more companies are now coming up with more liberal maternity leave laws and rules that they can stay home longer. And in a way, there are social groups which would help people quite a lot out here, if people are willing to look for that.
It's interesting you bring up the subject of health insurance there, because, of course, nearly all of us here in the UAE are on some form of health insurance. But often, often that only kicks in when something's gone wrong. And what we really need to see is a move towards preemptive healthcare, where you anticipate something going wrong rather than just dealing with the consequences.
Yes, and this is exactly where the government is stepping in. The government is taking a big step forward, saying that we are more interested in preventive medicine rather than curative medicine or treatment after something has gone wrong. So that is where the vision of the health ministry out here. Now I'm seeing more and more articles on being more proactive, preventing illnesses like diabetes, heart disease, and the other ones like mental health. That, again, is being given a lot of importance from the government side. And when that comes in, I'm sure the insurance companies would also follow suit. And, you know, at one time, mental illness was a no-no as far as insurance companies were concerned. Mm. They would not pay for psychiatry services or psychologist services. They would not pay for that. But now, more and more of the insurance companies are getting on board and coming up with payment for asking for help in these cases.
And am I right in suggesting, Doctor, that this is part of this sort of building of a different approach, a different vision for the health sector here? As you mentioned there, preventative, there is this consciousness that the cost of treatment and the burden on society of treatment for those can be avoided if we deal with the problems earlier rather than later.
Absolutely. And this is the philosophy out in the West, where they put an enormous amount of money and effort into preventive medicine. What happens out here is that many a times people are here for 2 years or 3 years, and then they're gone back to their country.
Yeah.
So planning for the long-term health initially does not look very productive from the part, or if you see it from the point of view of the insurance companies. But now they too have come to realize that it is much more cost effective if you prevent illness, because one day in an ICU, intensive care unit, is easily going to cost you somewhere around 30 to 40,000 dirhams. It's, you know, I'm talking about something which is going to really drain the insurance companies out, whereas preventive medicine is much less expensive and in the long run is going to do much more for the patient.
Fascinating insight, and we appreciate your time this morning. Dr. Uchil Lalit Mohan, thank you so much indeed.
Always a pleasure.
Our thanks to Dr. Uchil Lalit Mohan, specialist in internal medicine at the Emirates Speciality Hospital, giving us his insight into the new health survey, which covers 10,000 expat and Emirati families across the whole of the region here in the UAE, giving us thoughts into and an eye into the health of the nation. Let's get more of your thoughts in just a few moments' time. Health insurance was mentioned there as well. Is it working for you? Is it something you take for granted? Is it something that has saved you in a certain situation? Or have you had a shocker with regards to health insurance? Please do send us your thoughts now on that one. We'd love to know if people use their health insurance readily because they know it is there and it's available to them, or whether it provides something of a reluctance to go to a doctor to get a consultancy because you know that there might be a consultation fee on top of the insurance costs. Please get your thoughts into us on that one. Let's go to George Tolley, who's got a few comments through from listeners this morning.
I have indeed a slightly contentious one here. Andrew says, rich people here live healthy lives, but no one can say that the workers who are out in the heat can be living well. That's a tense one.
Thank you for that one. Shroots is also in studio with us as well, looking at a few of the comments coming through from listeners on 4001.
Yes, I think this one person is not happy with Georgia. Oh, really?
Yeah, it says...
This never happens. It's such an extraordinary turn of events.
Excuse me, but the plethora of fast food places on Jumeirah Beach Road and kidnapping you and making you eat. Food is a choice and we have a choice.
But has this person seen the dancing French fries? Do they know how tempting that a dancing French fries person can be?
Really?
Well, I want to go and ask them about their life, about how it feels to be a dancer, whether they have to do it all day or whether there's several of them. And then I want to eat their French fries. I want to dip them in ketchup.
And another one says, regarding the healthy food lifestyle, it's a perfect business model. Introduce the poison, the fast food lifestyle, then introduce the medicines and hospital, and on it goes.
Let's get to the lines now and get, in fact, before we do that, one another one that's just come through. Success is to go beyond the body image and away from the diet culture. Thank you for that one, MC. And thanks also to Randall, who joins us live on the line now, giving us thoughts into today's talk. Good morning to you, Randall.
Hi, good morning, Tom. How are you?
Very well indeed, my friend. Thanks very much indeed for you. Now, let's start with that question that we've been posing to everyone this morning. I mean, do you feel that health is more of a priority for you here than maybe it would be back in your country of origin?
Well, I think nothing has changed. Look, I live by a very simple yet effective policy, which is prevention is better than cure. Mm. So I tend to look at the preventative side of healthcare. And look, I carry health insurance, but my objective is not to use that health insurance card. So, for me, I look at particular two areas, nutrition and fitness. And I did a lot of research on the nutrition side. And what I realized is that just as important as the type of foods you cook, it's how you prepare that food. So I've invested in some very innovative cookware that uses no oil, no water. So it preserves the nutrition of the foods, yeah?
Mm.
So that has worked extremely well for me.
You haven't got one of those George Foreman lean green grilling machines, have you?
Well, I have one of those as well.
Okay.
But this new innovative cookware, it uses titanium on the interior.
Wow.
So, science has showed that titanium reacts least with food as compared to Teflon, stainless steel, and ceramics.
Does it make a difference, though, Randall? Do you see the difference? Do you feel the difference?
Yes. Look, I feel the difference. I've tried to cut back on carbohydrates as well, and I feel really different. I feel healthy. I feel light. I feel I've got a lot more energy during the day. So, for example, the last caller spoke about fitness, and we live this very fast-paced lifestyle, and we don't get time to exercise. But for me, when I go to the office, what I do is I use the stairs and not the elevator. So in morning and afternoon, it's the stairs. So look, I get my fair share of exercise, yeah?
Yeah. Which is good to hear, because it means that you're listening into topics on a regular basis as well. But I love the fact that you made early doors, Randall, about the fact that you've got health insurance, but you try not to use it. So you don't take it for granted.
Correct. And look, I think a lot of us take it for granted. We have easy access to healthcare in Dubai. And I think, look, healthcare in Dubai is second to none. I've been into Saudi General Hospital, for instance, and had a fantastic experience, but in my case, my objective is not to use that health insurance card. I focus on prevention and preventative medicine. And then, of course, I also look at, more natural ways of medicine. So, for example, I used to suffer with sinusitis. When I went to the doctor, they had prescribed or they had recommended surgery. And I said, no, I don't want to do surgery. I did some research and I found out that apple cider vinegar was the cure for my sinus.
And I like that, the fact that you've done more research to come up with alternatives. Randall, we're running out of time. I've got to go to the news. Bless you. Thanks so much indeed for your call this morning. Randall giving us his thoughts as well, coming up with alternatives to some of the policies. That just goes on the back of another text we had a little earlier on. This one was from Robin out there, saying many people who've insurance see it as free, especially where employers are paying for it. 80% of them tend to needlessly go to a specialist instead of a general physician when they fall sick. This is true even in cases where they've got they have to cough up a co-payment. They don't realise the impact until the policy comes up for renewal. Brings up a very interesting point as well. Do we take health insurance for granted here? Do many people see it as free, and therefore does that see them go to the doctor more often than not? And on the flip side of that, are we more likely to get renewals and asked to go for diagnostics and tests, etc., if you are at the doctors because of the insurance culture? Your thoughts would be good on this one, please. How much does this contribute to the health of the nation that we're talking about today? It is a national health survey per se. It is more of an insurance-driven health service. So what contribution does that make into it? Does that make you feel healthier as a person because anytime you get an ailment, you get it seen to? Or does it create more stress? Your thoughts, please, would be good on this one. Thanks very much indeed to Randall, who just called, and Randall was talking about his titanium cookware.
It sounds like something from the moon. It sounds like he's a spaceman.
What Randall does?
Yeah, Randall's a spaceman. I've never heard of titanium cookware.
Well, a lot of people haven't, and a lot of people are asking about it, actually.
Yeah, I better look it up.
It's piqued an interest out there amongst listeners, asking where they get it from.
Tavola has it, yeah. Black & Decker has it.
Yeah.
Wow. You can get it on, I'm going to say it, you can get it on suit.com, but obviously there's loads of other websites. You can
there
get it
other
on.
Websites and other shops available?
There are, like Amazon, there's loads. Titaniumcookware.com.
Okay, good.
Well, I know they said three, so I think we've equalised things.
So there are a number of places you can get your hands on it, but if Randall can come back with a suggestion as to where you can get the best of titanium cookware, then we'll pass that information on as well. Maria joins us on line six. Is health a priority to you? Is it more of a priority to you these days?
It's absolutely. It's something that haunts my entire family all the time. We're at such confusing times, being given such contradicting advice by different schools. So, yes, we are so focused on health.
Is that more so since your time here in the UAE? Do you think it puts more of a focus on it?
I think so, yes, because people here are more inclined to follow fads. About diet, about health, about the latest one cure for all. So yeah, I feel like I'm more conscious of health here.
Given the fact that you invest so much of your sort of mental time on health and the well-being of you and your family, what sort of role does health insurance play in that? Is that something that is discussed openly?
Yeah, we have an insurance plan, but the fact that we have a freebie visit to the doctor doesn't mean I'm going to abuse my body just because I'm going to get a free treatment. This really makes no difference, but it definitely makes life way easier in terms of like finances and things when the need arises.
Yeah, I like that approach because I think that's something that is a very sensible approach, because we've heard and I've seen people texting in already this morning saying that, you know, they sort of take their health insurance for granted. As you said, it's sort of seen as that freebie ticket to the doctor.
Yeah, no, well, that's kind of foolish because that's also against, it's like a fraud because the insurance is there in case of emergency, not just, oh, hey, you know, we're giving you a free visit to the doctor should your toe hurt for no reason.
Mm. But I wonder whether that is one of the sort of elements that contributes to the health of the nation here, because, you know, if for a number of the health systems back in Europe, for example, and there are health systems around the world, obviously, but you would wait longer to see a doctor. Here it's easier to see a doctor. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, absolutely. Like home for me is Montreal, is Canada, and the medical system is so slow for non-real emergencies. So nobody wants to go and wait at the doctor's office for like 3-4 hours. There is no private medicine there. So it's the government that insures you. And so there is definitely no abuse. And it's only who really needs it. And it's definitely a deterrent to just,
so that,
abuse the system.
Yeah, that's a part of the sort of preventative nature. You mentioned there you're from Canada, though. Would you say that there is more, or you have more of an outdoor lifestyle here, or more a healthier lifestyle here than you would back at home?
despite the fact that there is more good weather here throughout the year, we still spend a lot more time indoors. It's just because of the lifestyle, the malls, the office. Like in Montreal, we have much shorter working hours, and we spend a lot more time outdoors despite the cold weather when it is cold. And when the weather is great, I mean, yeah, everybody's out until really late in the night. So, no, I tend to have a healthier lifestyle in Montreal.
Maria, bless you. Thanks so much indeed for your thoughts this morning. Maria giving us her thoughts this morning from round about Mall of the Emirates at the moment. Let's get more, though, from the team here in studio. Hello to you, Georgia Tolley. What are people saying?
Hello, indeed. Sultan Indira says, I have to pay 20% of any medical bill, so I definitely don't go to the doctor for no reason. I find medics here are more likely to recommend expensive tests, but I like the certainty that they provide. Fadi in Jebel Ali says, I don't have health insurance. I prefer to pay as I go. It helps that I'm healthy and I don't need to see doctors very often. And Hamid in Umm Sakim says, I have health insurance, but I'm still scared about the prospect of big bills. I'm very careful about how often I go to the doctor.
What does Wakas have to say on the subject? Let's get him involved now. Morning, Wakas.
Good morning.
Wakas joining us online for. Do you rely on your health insurance?
I don't rely on it, truthfully. It's there when I need it. See, I work for a company and I'm the only guy in the region, so I have to get individual medical insurance, which is quite expensive, more expensive than corporate medical insurance. And every year it seems to go up for no reason, even when I don't use it at all. But what I have found out that whenever I do go to any medical practitioner, they tend to always prescribe antibiotics for the smallest thing. Mm. Now, I'm quite fortunate. My father is a doctor, and I come from a family of doctors. So I know if I've got a fever, I know what type of medication to take and when to take it. But when going to medical practitioners in the UAE, they all tend to prescribe medicine, which is not actually required at all.
So you think that they're too quick to prescribe here?
Absolutely, absolutely. And they always seem to prescribe broad-based antibiotics, which can treat any type of illness rather than being specific antibiotics. For example, if I've got a fever a chest infection, for example, or if I've got an infection in my leg, they'll use the same antibiotic for both of them. And I believe, and this is my personal opinion, that they get commission from these medical representatives to push their own drugs rather than the drugs that actually are suitable for the application.
Yeah, good observation. And again, I suppose you're in a privileged position and be able to get sort of a very good second opinion from your father and other members in your family.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
There's always a sometimes, isn't there, Wakas? Listen, bless you. Thanks so much indeed for your time and your thoughts this morning. Wakas giving us his thoughts on the subject this morning. If you'd like to get your thoughts into us, then please do exactly that. Wakas was calling in from Business Bay this morning. I mean, we're sort of taking a look at an overview of the health system here and the health in the region as well. People now texting in about insurance and with good reason as well, because it is a major part of people's health portfolio here, of their outlook on health as well. And there's a lot of competition with regards to insurance companies, you know.
Yeah, and doctors, they all give you their business cards.
A lot of people out there, you know, saying, which insurance are you? And, oh, well, I'm on this one. It's on this one. This one's better than this one.
Which hospitals are included? I was just chatting to a guy last night who says that he needs to take the American hospital off the policy for his company because that saves them 1% and prices have gone up 16% in the last year, and he doesn't know how on earth he's going to, you know, keep all of his employees and their wives and their children insured, and it's just a massive, massive chunk of change from their profits.
That's a really interesting development as well. When we're talking about cost of living, we're talking about the packages that people now get. Surely this is something that's going to be looked at in more detail in years to come. And again, I suppose that puts more and more pressure through on the whole sort of ethos and culture of families here, because families, we've seen the cost of education, but with regards to insurance premiums going up as well, become more expensive.
Yes, and recently there was a rule that everyone has to be insured.
Yep.
in the UAE, and I think that put a lot of pressure on our employees as well, because that meant they had to give insurance for every family member.
But do you know, they can be so tricky about it, because you can be insured, but you can but you might not be insured for pre-existing conditions, and that's how they do it. So often the member of staff is insured wholeheartedly, even if he's got a pre-existing condition, but then the wife and children might be for less. In fact, I remember when I moved out to the UAE, I just had a baby, and I was a bit worried. I was like, well, you know, is it a pre-existing condition? He was born with it. Does that count? Like, he was only born 7 weeks ago. But on a whole, I probably had a little bit more experience with the insurance companies in the UAE more than most recently, because my youngest got cancer, and which he luckily has been cured of. But we've been in and out of all the doctors, and I found that the insurance schemes over here have meant that you're more likely to see a specialist faster, certainly than in the UK. And if you want to, you can just go straight to a specialist, which saves you time.
Yeah,
it just gets you straight in. And I've had an extraordinarily good experience with both the insurance policies and the medics out here, and I think that while many say that there's over-prescription, that there's over-testing, I think that for the most part, they know what they know and they know what they don't know. And I think the system works reasonably well.
Thanks very much indeed to Ronan, who's been in touch this morning on 4001, saying, I think the problem is that patients use their health cards like credit cards with no spending limit, because they don't have to pay, or they don't even see their bills as well. It's not a bad little point, that one. Thank you very much indeed for it. Keep them coming in, 4001, if you'd like to get your thoughts through on this particular subject. We're talking about health here in the region. One thing we can't get away from is the fact that medical expertise is on the grow here, and I know that's something that's been addressed here on the show before. It's something that I've talked about in the time that I've been here, is the fact that, you know, there used to be a culture of more and more people going abroad to get surgery, to get specialist treatment, etc. More and more practices are being done here. We're seeing it on a fairly regular basis in terms of new procedures, and I'm looking at one this morning in the national newspaper where physicians at the Cleveland Clinic down in Abu Dhabi, which is an extraordinary facility for anyone that gets the opportunity. I mean, I know it's a fairly exclusive facility, but so much going on down there in terms of training of medical professionals here in the region and taking on new practices. But they've successfully used a minimally invasive technique for high-risk heart patients, saving the lives of three patients who were deemed too sick and too old for surgery. What's different about it? Minimally invasive. It means that they can perform a mitral valve annulus repair, so basically heart surgery, by implanting a device into patient's heart while it is still beating. They don't actually have to open you up any further as well.
That's amazing, because the complications from surgery can be really full on. You know, you've got risks of infection and scarring. And so if they can just do it, is it laparoscopically? I like saying words like laparoscopically.
I know, you got me there.
Yeah, I think it probably is. I think it's laparoscopic surgery, which just means they go in through tiny holes and then travel up inside through the arteries, which makes me feel a bit weak at the knees in a bad way.
Let's get some more thoughts. Listen, we're running a poll for you. Last chance for you to get your thoughts in on the poll. What's the poll, Shrews?
The question is, do we lead a healthier lifestyle here in the UAE than we do back home? 89% now say no.
Same question, 89. See, the figures are moving at the moment. It's the same question that we posed to a number of people down here at Studio City HQ. This is what people are saying.
No, why not? Because I think it's just about individual choices and preferences. You can get everything here that you can get back home. It's just about what you choose to buy and eat and exercise. Maybe a little bit more exercise in the healthy weather, but... Yeah,
definitely not. I think with all on-demand delivery services, it's ridiculous. I mean, someone will come to your house and bring you anything you want for 3 dirhams. So
I don't think it's about leading a healthy life here or back home. It's about age. I think the older I get, I think I'm a little more conscious of how the body works and what we need to do and how we need to eat right and exercise and make sure that, you know, everything is in order. So when we don't follow a certain routine, I can see that, you know, I'm either running to the doctor or whatever, not feeling too well. So I think I understand it a lot more, that it's important to be healthy. So, yeah.
Not really.
compared to how I was back home. Obviously, back home, I used to move a lot, like do a lot of walking, like going places to places walking. Over here, I found myself over-relying, like really over-relying on the car. Every single place that I have to go, I use the car. So I go home using the car. I come to work using the car. When I get to work, I sit down most of the day. And then when I leave to go back home, I'm sitting in the car. When I get home, I'm sitting. So there is no physical activity. So I literally, I'm not living a healthy life.
You know, I was born and raised in Dubai, so I think I try to lead a fairly healthy lifestyle, and there's a lot of healthy food choices, and there's a lot of gyms opening up, if only work permits me getting out on time.
Let's have a look at the poll one final time. Shroots is keeping an eye on the figures on that one for us.
It's still 89% who say no, they do not lead a healthier lifestyle here in the UAE than they did back home.
Go on, text in someone. See if you can swing it.
Well, you want to swing it, see if people actually are healthier out here. But I started this conversation thinking that I was healthier here. And I think you've turned me. I think I'm not. I think I'm not healthier. I think I eat more. I think maybe I walk less.
I've never seen you eat, ever.
I eat all the time. I sit here eating mango all the time.
Mango's not bad.
Poor thing. I'm trapped in a padded cell at all times. And it's right, I don't get out enough.
Thanks so much indeed to Billy, who's been in touch with us. I believe that doctors and hospitals are abusing our medical insurance big time. And that's by asking lots of extra. Asking for lots of extra tests and medicines in order to increase bills so they can make commissions out of it. Thanks for that one. Zainab is of a similar opinion. Zainab said, I absolutely agree how regularly some of us go to the doctors just because we are insured, but other reasons which forces people to go is, from my opinion and experience, is the weather in Dubai. I suggest we should include home remedies as topic, which we can include in our daily diet to prevent common illness. Some remedy I could share is honey and turmeric for any common infection, and cloves to help keep your teeth healthy as well. We had a couple, didn't we? What was Randall's little earlier in? It was apple vinegar.
Oh, yes, apple cider vinegar, which Posh Spice uses all the time. She has a spoonful every morning, apparently. Apparently it tastes foul.
And also, we've had one from, Randall also came back because we were asking him about...
His pans.
His pans.
And I got
it confused.
Song.
I didn't read it out because I wanted to know... Well, somebody wanted to know where the titanium kitchenware came from. He's come back and said he got his from Salad Master. I thought he was talking about his health insurance there, but I was wrong.
Deep confusion. Jenny's told me that she thinks I'm wrong about the overprescription. She thinks that it's absolutely disgraceful. You go in with a cold and you come out with five medicines, she says.
It is a common concern here in the region. It's one that we will continue to talk about here on the show. It's one that we'll continue to talk about here on the station as well. Thanks very much indeed to all of you for your thoughts on today's talker. It's been a goodie as well. Let's get some final thoughts from the team. To you, Georgia Tolley, any last comments to make or last comments that have come through?
Yes, we got one text message here from Jenny, who says, the reality is that the doctors here are overpaid and realistically, we ought to be able to see medical professionals for less money.
Interesting. Thanks to you, GT. Thanks also to you, Shroots. What you got for us? Final results?
Well, it's 89%, and Wally's just tweeted saying, it's all about work, and more work. Overtime must be applied. Companies must apply labour laws and be accountable for it.
Thank you very much indeed to all of you for your contributions. If your interest has been piqued by today's talk, if you've got a subject that you'd like us to take up in more detail, then please do get in touch with the show. You can do it via Facebook, you can do it via Tinternet on the dedicated webpage, or you can tweet any of us individually, and we will put all your thoughts into the mix. In the meantime, we'll play out with the thoughts of a couple of today's guests. We had Karen Sony on a little earlier on, and Maria joined us with thoughts a little later. They will give us our thoughts as we play out the news at 12.
It is 80 to 90% of it is going to come from food. If you take a look at it, how long are you in a gym for? Like an hour, 30 minutes, 2 hours? But you're around food 15 hours of the day. So common sense says, let's focus on 15 hours. Not just adding more stress to our lives to say that I have to go to a gym. No, you have to eat. You know, you have to fuel yourself. So I think there's got to be a nice little portion that people need to understand that, okay, I get it. You know, you're working long hours, but don't do hard damage control. You know, so don't stress yourself more and say, I have to do this. Eat properly. Eat sensibly. Make sure at least you have one part which is under control.
We're at such confusing times, being given such contradicting advice by different schools. So yes, we are so focused on health. People here are more inclined to follow fads about diet, about health, about the, you know, the latest, you know, one cure for all. So I feel like I'm more conscious of health here.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.